That news is brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQ&K, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo, starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Such a Monday. Your KQ&K weather forecast for today: it should be sunny with a high near 45 and a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with the low around 15 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 52. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 52. On Thursday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 41. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 39. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 48. Currently, with sunny skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 68%. The wind speed is west at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.39. The dew point is 18 degrees, and the current wind chill is 18 degrees. It is 9:04. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday, November 27th. Sorry to say July. November 27th, party line. I'm Natalie, here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Other than my chair not cooperating with me whatsoever this morning.
You didn't lose a wheel, did you? Sometimes a wheel falls out of the bottom of it.
No, I haven't taken a fall to the floor lately with the wheel
careful.
Coming off.
Be careful.
Nope. It just was not wanting to turn, and so it kept on hitting the table here, but I got it now. We're good.
All right. Well, don't be falling on me.
All right. I won't.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. Madison and I traveled to Des Moines and spent Thanksgiving, and the following, we came back yesterday, or actually I came back yesterday. Madison stayed for an extended visit. And we spent Thanksgiving with the Remsters and had a wonderful visit and had some fun. And
nice to get away, isn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was.
Well, that's awesome. And you got to see Moose.
I did.
Is
I got
Moose
to see
big?
Moose is getting so big.
I bet he is
getting so big. And they have three of their own dogs. And it is so funny. There are all different breeds, and two of them, of their three, look exactly like Moose, but they're different breeds. Oh. They look like they could be brother and sister.
Aww.
And so
and
they
get along like that too.
They do.
Oh,
they do.
Good.
They do. And so it's a pretty rambunctious group of you know, because all of them. I think the oldest one was the wiener dog, and then their buddy, which I don't know how old he was, but then you've got Rip, who was like 6 months or 5 months, and Moose, that's only like 9 months, and so, yeah. Lots of energy.
And those are high energy dogs.
Yes, and then they had a cat. His name was Cheeto. Cheeto had a lot of nicknames, all of them not good.
Does Cheeto run the house?
He's a little turd.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got up against a lot. So.
Oh my goodness.
He handles himself.
You know, I love cats, and I can pretty much put up with anything, but this cat gave me a run for my money on whether I could tolerate him or not, because he just would just attack you. He bit my foot. He snagged my clothes, and just out of nowhere.
I'm sure it wasn't him.
Bull. There's a reason cats they have a lot of nicknames for the cats.
Yes, yes, I understand. And, you know, cats deserve every one of their nicknames, but then you got to love them.
Oh, sure.
My kitty took care of me all weekend. I've been sick all weekend, and he took care of me. He never left my side. So.
I know. You were talking about that. Pets know. When you're not feeling good, you're down and out, you're sick or whatever, they know. And that's sweet that he took care of you all weekend.
I love him. And he would chase the other ones off if they came on the bed, make him get out. It was so cute. And he'd get bored and want me to wake up. It was adorable. Anyway. But yeah, you know, I know. I've got a cat like that too, though. You know.
I do.
The murdering cat. Yes. So, I understand.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm glad you had a good week, and I'm glad you got to get away, and I'm glad Madison got to stay with her.
Yes.
Her man.
She'll
and
be coming
a
back
while.
A week from today.
All right.
But, and then the boys, they had their own little road trip, and it was amazing for them. I got lots and lots of pictures, which was the only thing I asked for out of the whole situation, but they enjoyed their visit, and they went to the Red Wings game on Wednesday night. They went to the Detroit Lions and Packers football game on Thanksgiving Day. And then they went and spent Thanksgiving with Jonathan's family that lives up in Michigan, his aunt and his grandma, and spent time with them and had they fixed a turkey dinner and everything for them. And
that's nice.
It was. It was very nice.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm glad you guys all had such a great time. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It was a beautiful day. It was kind of cold and windy, but it was a beautiful day for us. We had great food. We went to Hayes and spent the day with our niece and nephew there and their family and more family. And it was just a very relaxing day. Delicious food, of course. Great company. We had one of the best Thanksgivings. So thanks to them for that. They always have a great Thanksgiving. But this year it was just, I don't know, something about it. It was just so relaxing and so easygoing. It was nice. So we had a great Thanksgiving too.
For those that are normally watching or listening to us on Facebook, they have probably figured this out by now. But if they've tuned in, we did not get on Facebook this morning. Can't get on Facebook. We'll figure it out.
Our normal Monday issues. I swear.
Monday after a holiday, after an extended days off, and probably an update, and yeah.
And just like every other time, you'll work on it, and it'll start working, but we just don't have time in the mornings to mess with that, because it takes a few minutes. So
it does.
Sorry we're
especially
not on Facebook
when you have to
Live.
Do a whole reset or reboot.
Yeah,
or
exactly. And it takes forever to get back on. So we're not on Facebook Live, but hey, you still got us.
Yes.
So, yeah. KQ&K, AM and FM. All right. Let's see. First, let's go over the scores real quick. K-State football lost to Iowa 35-42. If anybody knows, call us or message us and let us know. But Mandy and I feel like that was it.
That was definitely the end of the regular season for football.
There may be a bowl game. We're not really sure. So if you know what their schedule is, let us know. But they did lose on Saturday to Iowa 35-42. KU won their game 49-16 against Cincinnati. And the Chiefs won 31-17 over the Raiders. But let me tell you, they started off 14-0, went into halftime tie. I didn't get to see a lot of the game because I was pretty much asleep the whole time, but I could hear yelling from the living room, so I knew that it was tense, and then it was fun. I could just tell by listening. So we did win 31-17 over the Raiders. Way to go, Chiefs. They'll play again on Sunday, and they're going to be playing, they just said a little while ago. Now I can't remember.
Another team.
Yeah, another team. They'll be playing Sunday. And you can listen to that right here on KQ&K, AM and FM. And then tomorrow night, there will be a K-State basketball game right here on KQ&K. Starts at 6 o'clock for pregame.
And then Friday.
Friday starts all of our basketball. And then Saturday starts wrestling. We got busy.
Yes.
Winter sports coming up here. I'm so glad basketball's starting. I'm so excited for that. I can wear my basketball shirt again.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I'm glad about that. And you can listen to all that action. Jeff and Braxton Eisenhagen. And we'll be calling those games. So you can listen to all that fun and action right here on KQ&K, AM and FM.
And on Saturday, we'll be taking up wrestling. Excuse me. With Fig, and we think Rick's going to be taking the trip with Fig and bringing you all the action with wrestling on Saturday.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Winter sports are here. All right, it's time for trivia. Are you ready for trivia?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Your trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download that Pizza Hut app. And you can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And also remember, they do deliver from open to close at our Norton Pizza Hut. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. You are going to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days or it will expire. But remember that once you do pick it up, you have 30 days to use it. Be the first caller, 785-877-3378. Okay, so Jimi Hendrix is in my music news today, so I'm going to ask a question about Jimi Hendrix. I might have asked this before, but if I did, it was a while ago, so we'll see who's listening, right?
All right.
If I did ask it before. 785-877-3378. What band did Jimi Hendrix tour with as the opening act in 1967? What band did Jimi Hendrix tour with as the opening act in 1967? Be the first caller with the correct answer, 785-877-3378, and you are going to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. While we wait on an answer, we're going to break for our open market report. And no fig. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, the bulk of business took place on Wednesday last week with a little cleanup on Friday. Southern Live deals at a range of 176 to 177, generally $1 to $2 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Northern Dress Trade had a full range of 275 to 280, mostly at 280, about $1 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Taking a look over at the mercantile, currently in the opening markets, we are mostly higher across the board with a contract for the lean hogs poking lower. December lean hogs up 17 cents at $67.75. February down by 10 cents at $68.67. December live cattle up $1 and a nickel at $171.30. February up by 55 cents at $171.47. January feeder cattle down by 50 cents, turning lower at 218.77. March down by 20 cents at 222.52. Over at the mercantile, December corn currently down 4 3/4 at 458 1/4. March corn down by a nickel at 477 1/2. January beans up by a quarter at 1331. March beans down a half at 1348 1/4. December, Kansas City wheat down 2 1/4 at 599 3/4. March down 2 3/4 at 608 3/4. December, Chicago wheat down 5 3/4 at 543. March down 5 1/4 at 572. Looking over to crude oil futures, currently in the positive. Currently lower now by about 10 cents. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index down 61.23. NASDAQ down 32.33. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Ranchers, it could be time to process those calves. Whether you're weaning your own or bringing in a potload of stockers, health protection is of utmost importance. So you need answers and the right products. No wonder ranchers from all 50 states have come to rely on the products and assistance they get at Valley Vet Supply. Another reason people from so far away get their supplies the Valley Vet way, they know the right products to keep in stock, like Valley Vet's broad selection of vaccines and insecticides. And their tech service veterinarians can help you make sensible choices for your situation. Same day shipments available direct to your door. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. All right, we did get a correct answer on our trivia. Marty Harrington knew the answer, and he knew it. He was pretty confident when he called, too. So the question, and Fig, unfortunately, it was way off base. The question was, what band did Jimi Hendrix tour with as the opening act in 1967? This is going to be surprising. So in 1967, the Jimi Hendrix Experience toured as an opening act for the Monkees.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Yeah, that's the ones. Jimmy managed to get through a total of only 7 dates with the Monkees, culminating in his final show on July 17, 1967, which may or may not have ended with Hendrix saluting the crowd with his middle finger. Jimmy thought of the Monkees as a purely money-making project, saying that they're a commercial product of American show business. So he wasn't thrilled. He only did, he only did 7 dates with the Monkees, but... Pardon me, guys. But, you know, the Monkees of all. And Fig had some great guesses, but he was guessing along, you know, the Stones, Grateful Dead, all the big Van Morrison, all the big rock groups to go with Jimmy. But it was the Monkees. And I can see how that did not work out. Like all Mandy right. said, she would love to find out what the Monkees thought of Hendrix.
Hey, so Derek beat him.
Oh, did he?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Derek beat him big time. K-State and KU have bowl games coming up next, but they are not announced yet. And the Chiefs play at Green Bay on Sunday Night Football.
Green Bay. Okay.
Yes.
I knew. They just said it, and I was thinking, oh, wow, Green Bay, because your husband just went and saw Green Bay.
Yes, and yes. Yes, K-State and KU have bowl games coming up, but they are not announced yet.
Yes. And Fig just said the same thing. I asked Fig because you and I, we try to keep up on it. We're not really that good at it. he just said they're bowl eligible. They haven't been selected. They will be for a bowl soon. So thank you, Derek. Derek's right on it, too.
He is.
Yeah. We got two of the greatest sports guys right here, Fig and Derek. And they keep us acting like we know what we're talking about. Thank you, guys. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah. Is this
Madeline? This is... Oh, well, because it's not... it's me, but not a good me.
Okay. I have... What? Margaret, happy birthday today.
Will do.
And also, it has to be specific. Aaron Michael Yogi Pulis, P-U-L-E-T. And he works at Casey's in the evening.
Okay, Aaron Michael, what?
Yogi.
Yogi?
Cool, P-U-L-E-T. It has to be all together, because they'll know who it is. I call him Yogi.
All right.
And his brother Brett is Boo-Boo.
So his last name is C-U-L-E-T?
No. P-U-L-E-T.
P as in pie.
Yes, and
P-U-L-E-T. Okay, we got it. Awesome. All right, we got it. Thank you, Gene.
Yeah, tell my happy hi, and tell your hi, Margaret. I won't ask how your dad is, Margaret is.
Well, you know, I'll tell, because I'm not his daughter. I think 83...
You're in so much trouble.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be the good daughter. He's only 69.
Yeah, whatever. He's older than me, then.
Thanks, Gene.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I'm doing a birthday.
All right. Whose birthday?
I want to wish Mackenzie Lanier happy birthday today.
Mackenzie Lanier. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Not 83, huh?
No, not 83.
All right.
But I'm going to tell him.
I'll take your word for it.
Because, you know, everyone thinks you're his daughter, and if you're going to be his daughter, you got to be the bad daughter.
And I think I just did it. I'm good at that.
83.
Yes, 83. That's okay, Pops. We'll take care of you. All right.
She's going to be the one to put you in a nursing home.
That's right. Well, it depends on if he signs that will.
Yeah.
Yeah. May just leave him in the house by himself. The Open Market Report is brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. Call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a wonderful Monday so far. It is a little cold out. You know, it's only, last I checked, was 27. But we've got a couple days coming up here, Mandy, that's going to be kind of nice. And maybe we can both get ourselves well.
Mm-hmm.
45 today, 52 tomorrow, and on Wednesday, 52. And then it's going to be in the high to mid-40s. So that'll be nice. And so maybe that'll help us get better.
Yes.
I hope. Anyway, so I hope everybody's having a good day so far. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We've all had great Thanksgiving days. We all made it through Black Friday shopping. And if you're smart, you stayed home where it's safe. We had hometown shopping on Shop Local on Saturday. We had Santa come on Friday. So we've been really busy here in Norton, and this is just the start of the season. It's going to keep on going. Yep. And snow. That's right. To get us a little bit in the spirit.
Yes.
We didn't get it bad like they did in Eastern Kansas. Boy, I watched the K-State game, and they had snow.
Yes, they.
It was a lot of snow.
They played in the white stuff.
Yes, ma'am. And then, you know, the Chiefs got to play in Las Vegas. How lucky were they?
I know.
All right. Well, I think we need to get started while we're still alive.
Okay.
We want to remind everybody that we are waiting on your phone calls. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, please give us a call, 785-877-3378. Because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anybody that's having an anniversary anytime this week, call us. Because at the end of the show on Friday, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. The Christmas shopping season has officially begun. You can find the perfect gift when you stop in at Garden Gate, etc. Not only for the people on your list, but maybe a little something for yourself and some beautiful Christmas decorations. Find all that at Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel. You know, a little birdie told me that tomorrow is Travel Tuesday.
Oh, really?
And you know what? You don't have to travel on Tuesday, but what a good day it would be to make your travel plans and make some decisions. Call Click Your Heels Travel at 785-871-4109 for all your travel plans. And remember, at Click Your Heels Travel, they're there with you from beginning to end. 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, 785-877-3378. Let's thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Norton Honor Hunt, the Norton County Treasurer's Office, the Norton Correctional Facility, the Norton County Community Foundation, the Norton County Hospital, Sonic, and PNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our
You're
show.
You're in trouble.
Did he hear?
He heard.
I love you, Pops. Big Daddy. We thank all of our sponsors as well because of them. We get to be here. All right. And he can't come down and slap me today because I'm sick and he doesn't want to get sick. So, let's see. Reminders. My reminder. Do you have any reminders?
Maybe? I do not.
Okay. So my reminder for today is Lego Club for Kids. Because it is Monday, November 27th, from 3:45 to 4:45, the kids can go to our Norton Public Library and see the Lego creations that they have on display. It's very impressive. If you have some time, go take the kids down, have a great time, and visit our library. Lego Club for Kids today from 3:45 to 4:45 at our Norton Public Library. All right. Do you want to start?
Sure, I'll start. If you're looking for a rewarding career where you're able to make a difference in people's lives, the Norton Correctional Facility is hosting an open house this coming Thursday, November 30th, from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. They have job opportunities as a corrections officer, as well as others in administration, maintenance, and food service. You can take a tour of the facility to see firsthand what best suits you. You must be 18 or older to apply. The NCF open house is November 30th. You can call for more information at 785-877-6642. As a part of this open house, they'll be holding informational booths to include security, maintenance, human resources, Aramark, Centurion, a unit team, reentry, and the Stockton East unit, Colby Community College courses and how they interact with residents, RADAC, and so much more. These booths will share information on what they do, how they do it. They will have handouts, freebies, show and tell type items, etc. So be sure, if you're interested in and be a part of the Norton Correctional Facility, to attend the open house this Thursday, November 30th. Get more information and see where you might fit in at the Norton Correctional Facility.
All right. Hey, we're going to talk about the Norton County Community Foundation. I talked about this on my news today, and I just want to remind everybody that we are in Match Month this November for the Norton County Community Foundation. November means the Match Month at the Norton County Community Foundation, and it's the 8th annual matching gift campaign aimed at raising money for the foundation's grant endowment fund. This year, the foundation has two matching gift opportunities, one from the Dane G. Hansen Foundation and one from the Patterson Family Foundation. In order to receive the maximum amount of matching funds offered, the local fundraising goal is $70,000. Now, if you've been waiting for the right time to support the work at the Norton County Community Foundation, that time is now, because your gift will be matched twice, multiplying your impact. The funds raised will allow the Norton County Community Foundation to continue awarding grants for local projects, as well as support operations for other local programs such as Match Day and scholarships. Your gift, large or small, will help the foundation take advantage of these generous matching funds. Gifts can be made online at nortoncf.org/matchmonth, or you can mail checks to the office at 112 South Kansas Avenue, Suite 203. Now, this has to be done by November 30th, so if you can drop your gift off, if you can't do it online, that would help get your gift there on time. But again, nortoncf.org/matchmonth. It could be $5. It can be as much as you want to help out and get that goal. You know, they have a total of $240,000 they can earn with these matching funds. So this is a great organization. These funds go to grants in our community. They go to scholarships and a whole lot of other different events through the Norton County Community Foundation. Visit nortonccf.org for more information and nortonccf.org/matchmonth to make your donation.
The 2023 Norton County Honor Hunt is scheduled for this Friday, December 1st. You can visit and hear the stories of our Kansas veterans and guest hunters during the social hour starting at 6:30. A catered meal starts at 7:30, catered by Main Dish Hometown Catering. And with a special presentation following. Tickets are $25 per person. You can get them today at the Chamber office or the Eagles Lodge, or by calling 785-664-8018 or 785-871-1983. The festivities for the Norton County Honor Hunt actually start Wednesday with the arrival of our veterans, and then the action begins for them. They have a full itinerary starting Wednesday. They have Thursday and Friday itinerary as well. It's just a wonderful experience. If you tuned in to our coffee table last Wednesday, Ruth came in from the Norton County Honor Hunt and kind of gave us an overview of the program and how it works and what it includes and just how awesome of an impact it has for these veterans, but also for the people that are involved in it. So if you've never been, or you have, you know exactly what we're talking about. But if you've never been, be sure to get your tickets this year. $25 per person. You can get them by stopping in at the Chamber office or the Norton Eagles Lodge, or by calling 785-664-8018 or 785-871-1983.
Hey, there's a reminder from the Norton County Treasurer's Office that the deadline for businesses or individuals whose last names begin with T, U, V, and W will be November 30th. Remember, when renewing your vehicles, you need to include your current proof of insurance for all your vehicles, as they need to verify the VIN number, the policy number, and the current expiration date. The Treasurer's Office is now required to scan a copy of your insurance at the time of your transaction, so they will not be able to do your transaction without that copy of your insurance. The business hours for renewing tags at the Treasurer's Office are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the Treasurer's Office is open over the noon hour. The Treasurer's Office also has a drop box on the west side of the courthouse, and this box can be used to drop off renewals, plate returns, and any other correspondence. Just be sure to include your current contact information with all your documents. Driver's license services are Monday through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and this includes, but it's not limited to, renewals, replacements, and address changes, although your CDL licenses will still have to be done at a full-service office. All other driver's license transactions are first come, first serve at the Norton County Treasurer's Office. So November 30th, if your last name or business begins with T, U, V, or W, you need to renew your vehicles by November 30th. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I would like to wish Mackenzie Ketchell a very happy birthday today.
All right. Mackenzie Ketchell is having a birthday today.
And happy birthday to Marvin Matchett.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
I might have to wake up one of his aides to tell him that people are wishing him happy birthday.
Yeah. You're getting deeper and deeper. TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. It is featuring beef and noodles served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy a prime rib sandwich or omelet for the special. Again, today's lunch buffet at TNC Kitchen is beef and noodles. Tonight is prime rib sandwich or omelets. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511. And just want to shout out and do a kudos to them. They posted a picture of their Thanksgiving buffet, and holy moly, did it look good. And I know that there were many people that took advantage of the Thanksgiving buffet at TNC Kitchen, and thank them for providing that. But if you saw the pictures, you knew they were going to be leaving happy from there.
They always do such a wonderful job on the holidays, especially for people who may not have a lot of family around or stuff like that. You know, Easter, Thanksgiving. I have to give kudos to TNC for that. But I haven't seen the pictures yet. I'm going to have to look.
Oh, you're going to have to look. They looked amazing.
I bet it did. All right. Hey, let's talk about our Norton Sonic. At our Norton Sonic, you can join the text club. Just send to the number 876-642, and in the message, write Sonic 6511, and then press send. And then after that, all you're going to do is get great specials in your texts from, my voice is leaving, from our Norton Sonic. Like this morning, I got my Monday morning text. It seems like a lot of them come on Monday mornings. They want to celebrate Cyber Monday and make it just a little bit tastier. So corn dogs are 50 cents at Sonic today, and that's today only. So if you want to get a 50-cent corn dog, you need to go to Sonic today. The deal will auto-apply in your app and at your part-time drive-ins. Make sure you mention that you want to get in on that 50-cent Sonic corn dog special today. But you'd know about that. Like Mandy and I, we're the first to know here in the office. We're the only two here. But we're the first to know because we are with the Norton Sonic Club. But I don't know how many times I text people and say, hey, you need to sign up for the Sonic text, because I just got this text. It's something delicious. And I don't tell them. They're going to sign up.
They do.
That's
my rule. Cheating if you tell them.
That's right. Also, download that app. It is a free download from the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And you also can get some great deals on the app. You find out what their new featured items are before anybody else. You can order right from the app. Just go and pick your order up. It's very convenient. So download that app and also join the Sonic Text Club. And remember, they have some great things going on right now at Sonic. Check all those out, along with their regular menu. It's all great at Sonic. Check them out today. They're right here in Norton on Highway 36. All right, we're going to take a quick break and listen to Mackenzie talk about the Norton County Hospital, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
All right. Hey, it is time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Stopping at Kansas Land Tire, haven't checked those tires. I mean, they know tires. They are a Goodyear dealer, but they're also fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs. Call them today at 785-877-5181 or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire, our local Goodyear dealer. They're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, November 27, 1779, the College of Pennsylvania became the University of Pennsylvania. It was the first legally recognized university in America. In 1889, Curtis P. Brady was issued the first permit to drive an automobile through Central Park in New York City. In 1910, New York's Pennsylvania Station opened. 1934, the U.S. bank robber George Babyface Nelson was killed by FBI agents near Barrington, Illinois. In 1939, the play Key Largo by Maxwell Anderson opened in New York. In 1954, Marvin Matchett was born. In 1963, U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson delivered his first address to a joint session of Congress. In 1973, the U.S. Senate voted to confirm Gerald R. Ford as vice president after the resignation of Spiro T. Agnew. In 1978, San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and City Supervisor Harvey Milk, a gay rights activist, were shot to death inside City Hall by Dan White, a former supervisor. In 1991, the UN Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution that led the way for the establishment of a UN peacekeeping operation in Yugoslavia. And finally, on this day, November 27, 2008, the ocean liner Queen Elizabeth II was taken out of service after more than 30 years. The ship was launched on September 20, 1967.
Today's November 27th. It's National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. I wish I felt better. That sounds so good. And it's Cyber Monday. In music, in 1967, Capitol Records released the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour album in the United States. In 1970, George Harrison released his triple album, All Things Must Pass, in the United States. And in 1997, Bjork was admitted to the hospital in Reykjavik, Iceland, with a high fever. And the singer was forced to cancel many upcoming dates due to a kidney infection. In sports, in 1951, Hosea Richardson became the first black horse racing jockey to be licensed in Florida. In 1960, Gordie Howe with the Detroit Red Wings scored his 1,000th point. In 1980, Dave Williams with the Chicago Bears became the first player in NFL history to return a kick for touchdown in overtime. In 1994, Joe Montana with the Kansas City Chiefs became the fifth quarterback to surpass 40,000 yards passing. And in 2003, Luke Robitaille. Oh, you know his name? Okay.
Luke the Los Robitaille. Angeles Kings.
Yeah, because he's hockey.
Yeah,
you know. You're my hockey girl. Robitaille. That is a weird name to spell that. Earned his 700th career assist. I think I did pretty good with how it's spelled. Robitaille.
Robitaille.
A lot of French people in hockey.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to Jimi Hendrix, born in 1942, performer of Purple Haze and ex-opening act for the Monkees. Caroline Kennedy was born in the state.
Very seven very long acts.
That's funny. Caroline Kennedy was born in 1957, the oldest child of John and Jackie Kennedy. Bruce Lee was born in 1940, the martial artist who starred in Enter the Dragon. And Bill Nye was born in 1955, the science guy. In one death from today, I have Eugene O'Neill, died in 1953, the author of the play Long Day's Journey Into Night.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Mackenzie Ketchel and Jeff LeClaire.
Okay, and who?
We have two called in. We won't include Marvin. He's not eligible.
Okay. I'm not going to say that.
You're not going to say anything this time? That's probably a good choice. All right, number two, Mackenzie Lanier Ketchel.
Happy birthday, Mackenzie. Guess what? You just won yourself a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have happy birthday going out to Marvin Matchett, Aaron Michael Yogi Pulick, and Mackenzie Lanier Ketchel.
We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Norton Honor Hunt, the Norton County Treasurer's Office, Norton Correctional Facility, the Norton County Community Foundation, the Norton County Hospital, Sonic, and TNC Kitchen. All sponsors today, we sure do appreciate all that sponsorship. It's all because of you we get to be here. All right, so it's kind of a music day for KQ and K today. There are no sports on, but we will have K-State basketball tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock pregame. And just to clarify, Marvin, happy birthday. He knows I love him.
Yes, yes.
And happy birthday. I hope you have a great day today. And, you know, if you need any help getting up or like that, I'm sure there'll be somebody around.
I do want to give you a little bit of a teaser. Starting next week, be looking or listening for details on how you can enter to win our Countdown to Christmas giveaway. We'll be giving away prizes throughout the next, we're going to be registering for prizes for 2 weeks in our participating store locations. And then the week prior to Christmas, we will be giving away prizes all week long. So be listening for details on where you can get registered for a chance to win one of these wonderful prizes, and we'll give those details throughout the rest of this week and start the registration process next Monday.
How exciting.
I know. I love giving stuff away.
I do too. It's going to be a long time for us, though. We got to wait till the week before Christmas to give the stuff away.
Yeah, but we're gonna tell them where they can get all registered, okay, and thank our sponsors, and then hopefully fill those boxes with registrations, and go to all of the different locations. Because you know, especially it's very important all the time to shop local, but we want to reiterate just how important it is, especially throughout the holiday season, how much our businesses appreciate you shopping local and depend on you shopping local. And so that's part of this campaign too, is just to promote that and promote supporting our businesses here in town. And there's no reason not to. We have wonderful businesses
here. We do.
Here
you don't even
Norton.
Need to leave, but it's not just about our fun.
No.
Oh.
No, it's not.
That's
but
a bonus.
We still do have fun.
That's a bonus.
It is a bonus.
Awesome. All right. Sorry to sniff it, everybody. All right. I hope, Mandy, thank you very much. And I hope everybody has a great day today. It's going to be a pretty decent day weather-wise. It's like being like 41, I think, but that's not bad. You know, considering that we're almost in December, that's not too bad.
Correct.
But in the meantime, I hope everybody has a great day. But please don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.